Four Arizona mayors are in D.C. this week advocating for action on the Bipartisan Background Check Act of 2019 that would require universal background checks on gun purchasers. Cronkite News reported nearly 300 community leaders from across the country signed on to a letter calling on Senate leaders to return early from their five-week recess, during which three separate mass shootings occurred, and consider the bill. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has so far resisted calls for him to bring the bill to the floor, arguing President Trump wouldn't sign it anyway. But could this lobbying effort change that? Mesa Mayor John Giles is among those making a case for the bill, and he joins us now. Mayor Giles, good morning.
Good morning.
So let's start with the details of this bill. What exactly would it do?
Well, several months ago, the House passed, in a bipartisan way, some gun legislation that talks about background checks, essentially closing the loopholes for gun shows and some private sales. It has sat, as you mentioned, for several months without the Senate taking it up. Given the recent horrific shootings, the U.S. Conference of Mayors did send a letter to Senator McConnell urging him to call the Senate back early if necessary, but to take the legislation up. And so today's the first day the Senate's back in. So a group of mayors, I was honored to be part of a group of mayors that's here meeting with both the White House and the leadership in the Senate, encouraging them to address the issue.
Yeah, yeah. Why mayors, Mayor Giles? Like, what is it about your position and the other mayors there that you think you can bring a unique perspective to this and maybe move the needle?
Well, you know, partisan politics has been probably the chief problem in this scenario. And mayors, I'm elected, I am a Republican and proud of that, but I'm elected as a nonpartisan mayor. And mayors generally, you'll find, are more interested in getting things done than in preventing other people from getting things done, which is kind of the scenario in partisan politics. So, and frankly, when these kind of catastrophes happen, it's the mayors and the local governments that are really left to deal with the horrific consequences. Mm-hmm. And so I've been there, for example, with the mayor of Parkland, Florida, and Dayton, Ohio, and well acquainted with Mayor Margo in El Paso. And, you know, these are when these horrific things happen, that they're very traumatic to communities, and city government is typically where the problem's addressed.
Is this something that you worry about, Mayor Giles, like in terms of this happening in your city and you being the one to answer the call?
Of course. I mean, a few days after the shooting in El Paso, I was on a phone call with Mayor Margo, and he indicated that, how horrific the impact was in El Paso. And then he said, and frankly, now I've got to go to 22 funerals. And that was a very sobering moment for me, thinking, you know, if it's not a matter of if, it's when in the United States right now. Literally, we've had a couple of hundred mass shootings just this year. As far as meeting the definition of those types of shootings. So I think every elected official, particularly mayors, have got to be very sober and thoughtful about this issue and be asking, you know, what can we do to mitigate the likelihood of us having to deal with that kind of a tragedy in our communities.
Do you think that this effort by you and your fellow local leaders there has been well received? Are you starting to hear, like,
yes,
you feel like you're swaying some folks?
Yes. Well, I think, you know, this issue, we're all familiar with it, and there's a lot of steam, you know, following a shooting, and then it seems like it kind of subsides a little bit. But I can tell a real difference this time. I think the tipping point has occurred. This is going to continue to be on the top of people's agendas, certainly on mayors' agendas. And I think what you're going to see Congress catching up to the public on this issue. We need the president. You know, the president has been kind of hot and cold on this. We need him to give the green light to Senator McConnell and the Senate, indicating that he'll sign legislation if it comes out. And I think if that happens, there's a real good chance we'll see some common sense gun legislation, some gun safety legislation coming out in this Congress.
All right. That's Mesa Mayor John Giles joining us from D.C. Mayor Giles, thank you again.
Thank you.